Welcome back to the latest installment of Midnight Space Flight. We last left our crew on board the Motherlover as they wantonly hurled towards the planet of Butt-Ear, a society devoid of respect, love, and the basic politeness for mothers. While this obviously was going to be an issue for the crew, they had not realized that the planet was also in the beginnings of a civil war. After the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferd... No, wait. Oh, I see. It was after fierce ideological splits that the battle began. You see, a fringe group of Butt-Earians, called the Electrafront, had decided that the species' ire should not be directed towards mothers, but rather towards fathers. This idea had grown some major traction on Butt-Ear, and is just reaching the boiling point. And while it's at the boiling point, be sure to make yourself a delicious tea from the Twigs Tea Collection, from comforting Earl Grey to exotic passion fruit mint.
Has anyone here been to Butt-Ear?
Me and Em haven't. How about you, Grony?
Never even been off-world before. I mean, nowhere near here. Sounds like the engine needs to be de-dusted. Let me know when we land.
Well, this has been illuminating. Sal, when are we landing?
Soonish?
Soonish?
Yes.
Can you be more specific at all?
Fine. We should be hitting the Butt-Earian Civil War blockade right about... now.
The what?
Please report the name of your ship, its captain, and your business on Butt-Ear. We are currently not accepting tourism, commerce, or mother.
What are we gonna do?
I'm thinking.
Please respond immediately or we will be forced to act. And you can't not make me do it. I've already made up my mind.
Oh god, we are gonna die.
Okay, I've got something that might work. We just need to...
Ahem! We are the Hulkazor. The ship's captain is I, Gregor Brex, and we are here on a special request from the, from the Butt-Earian military.
Okay, come on down, Captain Brex. Watch for rebellion rockets. They're using father-grade technology.
Engineering to bridge, who is Captain Brex? And I thought this ship was called the Mother Lover?
Grony, can you do me a favor?
Yes? Oh wait, not if you're not the captain. I only take commands from Captain Brex.
There is no Captain Brex, you idiot. We just lied about it on the comms.
She lies, young Grony, for I am Captain Brex. Do as I command, my loyal subject.
One more word out of you, Sal, and your hard drive is going into a toaster for the next decade.
I'm confused. What is going on?
Grony, not now. Sal, what are we going to do now?
I don't know.
Sorry. What? I have to figure something out.
Oh, no, yes, that's a beautiful plan, but... you know, what are we gonna do when we get there and we're just not who we say we are?
No idea, but it doesn't matter to me since it's my weekly scheduled complete shutdown and system sweep. Sucks to suck. I'll be up and running in about 15 hours.
What? Grony, can you override that?
I think so, but it might take a while.
It is impossible! No man can control me!
That's it, toaster. Grony, where's the ship's hard drive?
Okay, I'm sorry, I'll stop.
Sal's hard drive runs the ship, Captain. Without it, we can do nothing.
What are you talking about? It's on separate network systems.
Just go with it. You owe me one, Sal.
Fine, but mark my words, Sal. Okay, Bates, you pretend to be the captain. I'll disguise myself and look for a way out while you distract them.
I'm not confident in my acting skills.
So that means...
I can be the captain!
Don't get used to it.
Yeah, wait, where is Captain Brex?
Not now. Grony, You stay on the ship and override Sal's reset function so we can get off quickly if things go north.
You mean south?
Bates, this is no time to orient yourself. We are landing now.
Yes, Captain.
Also, Captain, on the way here, I configured some tech. Take these earpieces to communicate with each other. They're connected to Sal's mainframe, so the signal should be pretty strong.
Okay, great. But maintain radio silence unless it's an emergency. I need to find something to wear.
Excuse me! Can you direct me to Heaven on Earth, Massad Kuala, please?
Hello, how are you?
Okay. No, I don't want no ticket.
Our crew leaves the ship in disguise. The real captain is completely unrecognizable, with a large beard glued on their face and a fat suit tightly pressed against their limbs. Conveniently, all of this was in the props and theater room on the ship. Isn't it great how convenient things are?
Okay, let's go.
Greetings, Captain Brex. I am Private First Class Chad Broski. These are Privates David Guy and
Greetings,
Tim Dudes.
Greetings, my good comrades. I suspect you're still hating mothers around here.
Why, yes. That is the whole thing our society is built upon.
Interesting, interesting. I truly find it odd that one would have a mother. It's quite a disgusting concept, if I do say so myself. What a load of bad.
Indeed. Follow us, Captain Brex.
Of course. But may I bring my third in command, Mr. Tublard?
Very well, but what happened to your second in command?
My what? I thought three was higher than two.
Yes, it is, but never mind. As for your crew, we will treat them to some of our motherless wares, such as a father of pearl, a father hen, and father Ted. Guards, show them our wares.
Captain Brex and the real captain are led to a conference room with Chad, Tim, and David awaiting their commander.
Captain, do you read me?
Yes, Grony, I read you. What's the emergency? And what's the status on Sal?
Oh, I haven't started on that yet. I was looking at some motherless wares. I'm back at the ship now, and I just wanted to say, at first I thought this was going to be weird, but now I realize I kinda like the lack of mothers.
Grony, don't use the comms unless it's an emergency, and do not say anything like that ever again. Over and out. So, Captain Brex, what expertise do you bring to our battle against the Maternal Scourge?
Well, you see, Chad, Tim, David, I traveled here from a far away distant galaxy to reach you bros.
Sick dude, thanks.
I am a translator and mediator. I am here to reach a settlement between the parents.
What are you doing, Em?
Just roll with it.
How did you know about our married warring deities and their issues with basic communication? That's top secret.
Nice one, Em.
I told you I'm on a special request. That is my mission.
How did you learn their ancient language? It is said no one in the universe can speak it, except for the One.
Praise the One foretold to bring peace to us all.
Nice going. Now what?
I learned from the One. Many years ago.
You were on the prison planet Ataxia, the greatest of the Outer Rings and stronger than a plasm bottle destroyer?
The planet so cruel that unscheduled breaths for air lead to your death?
Yes.
But how did you escape? It's inescapable.
With the... K... key code?
Well, 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 wait till the female faction hears about what we have up our sleeve. If they weren't scared of us now, they will be.
What have you done, Em? If you'll excuse me for a moment. Grony, come in. Come in, Grony.
Grony here, how's it hanging? Also, Sal is back. I fixed them up.
Good work. I need you to look up Ataxia Prison Planet. Database code word 1.
Just a minute. Ataxia. Okay. O-N-E. Oh, God. Captain, are you still there?
What is it?
It says he is the bringer of all evil, a killer of worlds and destroyer of civilizations. Never mind. Wrong file. It actually says tax evasion and conspiracy to revolt. Why is he in Ataxia? What do you want from someone like that?
He's vital to the mission, and we need his knowledge. Otherwise, Em and I will be so deep in bullshit we'll be drowning. So take Sal and Bates and go get him as fast as possible. Got it?
Yes, Captain. Over and out.
As Grony, Bates, and Sal head to the prison planet Ataxia to rescue the mysterious figure, One. Em and the Captain sit through the most convoluted and complicated situation they have ever heard. The meeting lasted approximately 6 hours and ended with everyone unanimously agreeing it was futile and unsolvable. But Em insisted he could do it. So in 4 days, Em is to mediate the most important conversation in the history of Butt Ear.
What were you trying to pull back there, Em? You're gonna get our asses kicked. Well, at least it's a beautiful night for us to get killed.
Apparently, Captain. And I might add that I think the meeting went splendidly. They even offered us a place to stay at their most sacred temple, the Man Cave.
Someone's coming. Quick, hide.
I'm so sorry for startling you. I know that I look and sound just like my brother Chad Broski, but my name is Thad Broski, and I represent a forbidden faction on this planet, and I need to know if the rumors are true. Can you speak the ancient tongue? Are you here to bring peace to Butt Ear?
Yes, my brethren, it is I.
Oh, praise the parents. Please, follow me quickly. There's work to do.
That's it for this episode. So as things unfold rather too quick for anyone to grasp, Captain and Em are taken to a secret location to discuss the true and even more complicated and convoluted issues on the planet. They do it with an underground rebellion, the Electrofront. Grony, Bates, and Sal are approaching Ataxia, the prison planet. Who knows what impending doom they will find? Oh wait, I do. Goodbye! See you next time.